great. Father Yahweh, we humbly bow our hearts before your throne of grace on this, the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles. We know, Father, that it's truly a special time to be with you. And we ask, Father, that your spirit would be mightily upon your servant, and that you would cause each one of us, Father, to be faithful and to turn our hearts to you and give glory to your holy name. We know, Father, that we're in the last days. And we know, Father, that this ministry is going to go forth with power and authority in these last days, because you are continually opening the doors, bringing out the people to give glory and praise to your name. And you're adding more to this ministry daily. And we ask, Father, that you would bless all those that you bring out, that they would continually come before you to give honor and glory to you and to do your will. Help us, Father, because we know that the fields are white to harvest, but the laborers are few. So raise up laborers, Father, for this end-time work, that we would do this work and do it for your honor and glory. We thank you, Father, for your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, who came and gave us life and gave it to us more abundantly through his shed blood. Help us not to tread underfoot the blood of Yahshua, but to be faithful in all things as we seek your salvation. We love you and thank you for all you've done for us, for our life, health, and strength. In Yahshua's holy name we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may all be seated at this time. Hosanna Rabbah is the title of this message. And Hosanna Rabbah means great salvation. The seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles began last night, and it is referred to as great salvation. Hosanna Rabbah in Hebrew. Today is the day it is believed that the judgment which was sealed on Yom Kippur is delivered. We're going to start over in Psalm 18. Turn over with me to Psalm 18. We'll start in verse 1. Psalm 18, verse 1. I love you, O Yahweh, my strength. Yahweh is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My El, my rock in whom I will take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon Yahweh, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The cords of death compassed me, and the floods of unrighteousness made me afraid. The cords of Sheol were all around me. The snares of death came upon me. In my distress, I called upon Yahweh and cried to my Elohim. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry before him came into his ears. We know that Yahweh does not hear the prayers of sinners, but he hears the prayers of the righteous, and he is attentive to their cry. This is why we sing that song, Hear My Cry. Almighty Yahweh knows the voice of each and every one of his sheep. He knows. He recognizes our voices. He knows who are his. This is a feast that we've come together to rejoice before Yahweh. We've been commanded to do so. We've come to fulfill that commandment. He tells us to rejoice before him during the Feast of Tabernacles. Turn over with me to Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, and we'll start in verse 12. remember the title, Hosanna, Rabbah, great salvation, what it means. Because the salvation that we're seeking is of Yahweh. He's the only one that can save. Yahweh means I'm eternal. None of the other mighty ones, these false mighty ones, can save. In verse 12 of Joel chapter 2, it says, yet even now, says Yahweh, turn to me with all your heart. And this is for everyone out there, especially those who are not walking with him. He's telling them to teshuva, to return to him, come back. Turn to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. And rend your heart, not your garments, and turn to Yahweh your Elohim, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abundant in himself, loving kindness. And he repents concerning the evil. Yahweh can change his mind concerning that judgment that he has rendered to each and every one of us. Remember, on Yom Teruah, they have trumpets. That's when the call went out. Yahweh's calling each and every one of us to repent, to turn, to take notice that it's time, it's holy time, from the first day of the seventh month, it's holy to Yahweh. It's a double blessing. Not only is it a high day, but it is a new moon. And he's calling each one to turn to him. Okay? Then we go through these days of awe to the Day of Atonement. And the Day of Atonement is when the judgment is set. We have those days, the 9 days before, up to the Day of Atonement, to plead our cause to Almighty Yahweh, that he receives us and forgives us and gives us life. Judgment is set on the Day of Atonement. But on the seventh day of the feast is the day when that judgment is instituted. See, and the reason it's instituted is because those who are not going into eternity will not be on this day. You understand? Judgment is delivered because tomorrow starts eternity. The last great day symbolizes eternity and the kingdom with Yahweh. And those who are not right aren't going to be in eternity with Yahweh. They're going to be destroyed before that time. But it says here, maybe he will repent concerning the evil that he has determined for those. And Yahweh, it says, he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness. And we know this for a fact, brethren, because each one of us are here. And not one of us, other than those little children who are under the age of accountability, you know, all of us that are over the age of accountability have sinned against Yahweh. And our sins could be held against us. But because of our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah, salvation, our great salvation, which comes through Yahshua, do we have this opportunity to be in the kingdom forever? It says in verse 14, who knows whether he will not turn and repent and leave a blessing behind, even a meal offering and a drink offering to Yahweh your Elohim. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. The solemn assembly starts tonight. It starts at sundown tonight. The feast will be over. The Feast of the Tabernacles ends tonight. The last great day, Yom Ketorah, starts tonight. Gather the people, sanctify the assembly, Assemble the old man, gather the children, and those that suck the breath. Let the bridegroom go forth from his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of Yahweh, weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Yahweh, and give not your heritage to reproach. That the nations should rule over them, why should they say among the peoples, where is the Elohim? And we want Yahweh to spare us. We truly do. Verse 18. Then was Yahweh jealous for his land and had pity on his people. And Yahweh answered and said to the people, behold, I will send you grain and new wine and oil, and you shall be satisfied with it. I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. But I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive it into the land barren and desolate, its forepart into the eastern sea, and its hinder part into the western sea, and its stench shall come up, and its foul smell shall come up, because it has done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for Yahweh has done great things. Be not afraid, you beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness spring. For the tree bears its fruit, the fig tree and the vine yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in Yahweh your Elohim, for he gives you the former rain in just measure, and he causes it to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with new wine and oil. And I will restore you to you the years that the locust has eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and shall praise the name of Yahweh your Elohim. We do praise Yahweh when we're blessed, don't we, brethren? We do. We rejoice before him when we're blessed. But we also have to praise him when we're not so blessed. If we do something to curse ourselves, we still have to praise the name of Yahweh, as Job said, you know, when he told his wife, shall we receive good at the hand of Elohim and not evil? We have to be willing to accept whatever Yahweh throws our way. But we also want to praise and rejoice before him in the good as well as the bad. It says here, that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. And you shall know that I am in the middle of Israel, and that I am Yahweh Elohim, and there is no one else. And my people shall never be put to shame. Verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And upon all, and also upon the servants, and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood. And we're going to see these blood moons coming in the near future, 2014, as well as 2015. The scientists will tell you that there are going to be four blood moons. But Yahweh says, before the great and terrible day of Yahweh comes, they're coming before the tribulation. And it shall come to pass that whoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be those that escape, as Yahweh has said, among the remnant, those whom Yahweh does call. So Yahweh has to put out that call for the people to respond. And we're a part of that call. See, we've already responded. And that's why we have to be in different areas of the country where we live, because we have to be that salt of the earth. We have to be those witnesses to those people as they're being called. When they come out, they need to have someone to let them know what's happening. They need to have someone to direct them. And that's where we come into play. That's where we show up to let them know about that great salvation of Yahshua the Messiah. Isaiah chapter 10. Isaiah chapter 10, we'll start in verse 1. It says, "Woe to them that decree unrighteous decrees, and to the writers that write perverseness, to turn aside the needy from justice." But we're talking about unrighteous judges, unrighteous courts, unrighteous leaders, to turn aside the needy from justice, and to rob the poor of my people of their rights, that widows may be their plunder, and that they may make the fatherless their prey. We know that the fatherless and the widows are entitled to that third tithe. And those that forsake them, that do not give them, will be a part of those that are considered those that are robbing the poor of Yahweh's people. In verse 3 it says, "And what will you do in the day of visitation, and in the desolation which shall come from far? To whom will you flee for help, and where will you leave your glory? They shall only bow down under the prisoners, and shall fall under the slain. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still." Yahweh is going to judge those that are not doing these things, that are not keeping the third tithe, that are not yielding to the commandment. In verse 5 it says, "Ho, Syrian, the rod of my anger, the staff in whose hand is my indignation." Yahweh can choose to use whomever he pleases to punish his people. But he chose Assyria that he sent Jonah to punish Israel, the 10 northern tribes. He says in verse 6, "I will send him against a profane nation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge, to take the plunder and to take the prey, and to tread them down like mire of the streets. However, he means not so, neither does his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and to cut off nations, not a few. For he says, are not my princes the Balban kings? Is not Calno as Carchemish? Is not Hamath as Arpad? Is not Samaria as Damascus? As my hand hath found the kingdoms of the idols, whose carved images did excel them of Jerusalem and Samaria, shall I not, as I have done to Samaria and her idols, so do to Jerusalem and her idols?" But the answer to that question is no, because Yahweh didn't commission you to do so. He didn't call Assyria to take away Judah and Jerusalem and their idols. He formed Babylon to take care of that. See, Assyria was just supposed to do her job. Yet she went forth and tried to do more. Tried to go against Judah and ended up destroying herself. Her army was destroyed, as you can find over in Isaiah chapter 37. But here, verse 12, it says, "Therefore it shall come to pass that when Yahweh has performed his whole work upon Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his high look. For he has said, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I have understanding, and I have removed the bounds of the peoples and have robbed their treasures, and like a valiant man I have brought down them that sit on throne." And too often the people get a big head. They get too much ego. They go beyond what Yahweh commissions them to do. Nebuchadnezzar did the same. Yahweh had to send him out and make them like the beasts of the field for a sabbatical cycle for 7 years. He roamed like a beast. But this is what we have to understand. Verse 14, and my hand is found as a nest of the riches of the people, and as one gathers eggs that are forsaken, have I gathered all the earth, and there was none that moved the wing or opened the mouth or chirped. Now this is what Yahweh says to Sennacherib. Shall the axe boast itself against him that hews it? Hews with it? Shall the saw magnify itself against him that wields it, as if a rod should wield them that lift it up, or as if a staff should lift up him that is not worn? Therefore will the sovereign Yahweh of hosts send among his fat on his leanness, and under his glory shall there be kindled a burning like the burning of fire, and the light of Israel will be for fire, and his Holy One for a flame. And it will burn and devour his thorns and his briars one day, in one day. And that was in Isaiah 37:36. And he will consume the glory of the forest, and of his fruitful field, both soul and body. And it shall be as when a standing bearer faints, and the remnant of the trees of the forest shall be few, so that a child may write them down. Like I said, Sennacherib started out with a large army, almost 200,000 men. Yet 185,000 died in one day because they were in the wrong place. They weren't supposed to go to Judah. See, Yahweh raises up people to do his will. And too often, people go beyond that. They want to take the glory of Yahweh upon themselves. But we have to give that glory and keep it where it belongs, because the salvation that we're going to receive comes through Almighty Yahweh. It's not something that we've done for ourselves. He sent Yahshua, and Yahshua shed his blood that each one of us would have this opportunity at that great salvation. In verse 20, it says, Isaiah 10, and it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and they that have escaped of the house of Jacob, that's Israel, that's in the northern tribe, shall no more again lean upon him that struck them, but shall lean upon Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. A remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty El. For though the people Israel be as the sand of the sea, only a remnant of them shall return. A destruction is determined, overflowing with righteousness, for a full end, and that determined will the sovereign Yahweh of hosts make in the midst of all the earth. That's through the tribulation. He's going to return a remnant. That remnant is going to overcome, and they'll be leaders. They'll receive that great salvation. Back to Psalm 18. Psalm 18, and we'll start in verse 7. The earth, then the earth shook and trembled, the foundation also of the mountains quaked, and were shaken because he was angry. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, a fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed down the heavens also, and came down, and thick darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub, and did fly, yes, he soared upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his hiding place, his pavilion, his tabernacle, all around him. Darkness of water, thick clouds of the sky. At the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed. hailstones and coals of fire. Yahweh also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. And he sent out his arrows and scattered them. Yes, lightning is manifold and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters appeared, and the foundations of the world were made bare at your rebuke, O Yahweh, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from on high. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy. Now, think about the enemy that we have. Now, what makes Satan strong? We give him the power. We are the ones that allow him to do what he does, because the scriptures tell us to resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But the problem is, too often we don't resist. Yahshua gave us an example of how to receive that salvation, how to overcome the devil. Think about it. He delivered me, in verse 17, from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They came upon me in the day of my calamity, but Yahweh was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place, into that great assembly, see, where we can support one another, where we can show love to one another. He delivered me because he delighted in me. And he delights in each and every one of us, brethren. Yahweh has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands has he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of Yahweh and have not wickedly departed from my Elohim. For all his ordinances were before me, and I put not away his statutes from me. I was also perfect with him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore has Yahweh recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. Remember, reap what you sow. You dig a pit, you're going to fall in it. You roll a stone, it's coming back on you. But if you show mercy, it's going to come back to you. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With the perfect man, you will show yourself perfect. And with the pure, you will show yourself pure. But with the perverse, and show yourself frozen. For you will save the afflicted people, but the haughty eyes you will bring down. Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verses 97 to 112. It says, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." Do we love the law of Yahweh, brethren? I believe we do. That's why we're here. We come to the Feast of Tabernacles to learn to fear Yahweh, to learn of his way. Verse 98, "Your commandments make me wiser than my enemy, for they are ever with me." And truly, as we study the commandments of Yahweh daily in our lives, they give us that wisdom that we need to get to that next level. "I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I have kept your precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might observe your word. I have not turned aside from your ordinances, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way." And when those false ways are presented to you, because you know the commandments of Yahweh, you know they're false. You can see when Satan is approaching you through these false prophets and these false teachers. Verse 105, it says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. We don't have to run around in the dark. We have a light. That light is Yahshua the Messiah, our great salvation. He guides us and teaches us. Verse 106, I have sworn and I have confirmed it that I will observe your righteous ordinances. I am afflicted very much. O quicken me, O Yahweh, according to your word. Please accept the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Yahweh, and teach me your ordinances. My soul is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. And yet, so many of the preachers of the world are telling you that the law is done away with. You don't have to keep the commandments. But the word of Yahweh doesn't teach that. That's what sets us apart from the rest of the world. Because we do know the commandments. We do know the law of Yahweh. Verse 110, the wicked have laid a snare before me, yet have I not gone astray from your precepts. Your testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever, even to the end. Psalm 15. Psalm 15, and this is a question. Verse 1. Yahweh, who shall sojourn in your tabernacle? Who shall dwell in your holy hill? Not everybody's going to make it. We know that for a fact. Many are called, but few are chosen. But you know what? You can make yourself the elect. You can become chosen because all you have to do is walk. Verse 2, he that walks uprightly and works righteously and speaks truth in his heart. He that slanders not with his tongue, nor does evil to his friend, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a reprobate is despised, but who honors them that fear Yahweh. Do we honor Yahweh's people? He that swears to his own hurt and changes not. He that puts not out his money to interest, nor takes reward against the innocent. He that does these things shall never be moved. These are the people whom Yahweh is planning on blessing. He's giving them a pass on this day of Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Turn back over to Psalm 18, verse 28. For you will light my lamp, Yahweh, my Elohim, will lighten my darkness. That goes along with Psalm 119:105. Your word is a light unto my path. Yahweh, my Elohim, will lighten my darkness. For by you I run upon a truth, and by my Elohim I leap over a wall. As for El, his way is perfect. The word of Yahweh is tried. He is a shield to all them that take refuge in him. And if Yahweh is our shield, guess what? Nothing can penetrate it. See, that shield is like a tabernacle. It's like protection from all of the elements, from the heat, from the rain, from anything, the arrows of the wicked. Almighty Yahweh protects us as a shield. Verse 31, for who is the Lord save Yahweh? And who is a rock besides our Elohim? And we know our rock is Yahshua the Messiah. And he is our Hosanna, Rabbah, our great salvation. Verse 32, the elder girds me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like hinds' feet and sets me upon my high places. He teaches my hands to war so that my arms bend the bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand has held me up, and your gentleness has made me great. So Yahweh has given us the shield of salvation. Our salvation is through Yahshua the Messiah. And that shield is important, brethren, because that shield protects us from the fiery darts of the enemy. It protects us from anything that is trying to get to us. Psalm 47. Starting in verse 1. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to Elohim with the voice of triumph. For Yahweh Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He subdues people under us and nations under our feet. He chooses our inheritance for us, the glory of Jacob, whom he loves. He loves. Elohim has gone up with a shout, Yahweh with the sound of the trumpet. Sing praises to Elohim, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For Elohim is the King of all the earth. Sing you praises with understanding. Elohim reigns over the nations. Elohim sits upon his holy throne. The princes of the people are gathered together to be the people of the Elohim of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to Elohim. He is greatly exalted. Almighty Yahweh has blessed his people. He's brought us to this point, to the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles. It's up to us which way we're going. If we're going into eternity, if we're going to be destroyed. But Yahweh knows judgment has been set, and today that judgment is going to be delivered. Psalm 116. I love Yahweh because he hears my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The cords of death compassed me, and the pains of Sheol got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of Yahweh. O Yahweh, I plead you, deliver my soul. We want deliverance today, brethren. We want that great salvation that comes through Yahshua the Messiah. Gracious is Yahweh and righteous. Yes, our Elohim is merciful. Yahweh preserves the simple. I was brought low and he saved me. He gave me salvation. Return to your rest, O my soul, for Yahweh has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before Yahweh in the land of the living. I believe, for I will speak. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render to Yahweh for all his benefits toward me? Because when you break it down and you think about it, what can you give Yahweh? Absolutely nothing. You can give him your heart. You can turn over and say, Father, I'm going to commend my heart and my soul to you. But But it's only through Yahshua's blood and his sacrifice that our righteousness, which is like filthy rags, are cleansed. In verse 13, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh. See, that's so important because that's where our salvation comes in. I will pay my vows to Yahweh in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of Yahweh is the death of the saints. That word precious can be interpreted as costly. It costs Yahweh something. See? It really does. Because each one of us are dear to him. Each one of his saints are very dear to him. In verse 16, O Yahweh, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bond. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of Yahweh. Is the name of Yahweh important, brother? Absolutely. It's so important that this is the reason that we are in this ministry. This is the reason that we're going forth to profess and to proclaim his great name to all those we come in contact with, because we want them to understand that Yahweh is the mighty one of Israel. I will pay my vows to Yahweh in the presence of all his people, in the courts of Yahweh's house, in the middle of you, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Psalm 84. Psalm 84. In verse 1 it says, how amiable are your tabernacles, O Yahweh of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of Yahweh. My heart and my flesh cry out to the living El. Even the sparrow has found her house, and the swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Yahweh of hosts, my King and my Elohim, they are, blessed are they that dwell in your house. They will be still praising you. Beloved. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, and whose heart are the highways to Zion. And we want to be there, brethren. We want to be able to go to Jerusalem and keep the Feast of Tabernacles with the throng. Verse 6, passing through the valley of weeping, they make it a place of springs. Yes, the early rain covers it with blessing. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them that appears before the Elohim in Zion, 3 times in a year, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles. Verse 8, O Yahweh, Elohim of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O Elohim of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O Elohim, our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. He's anointed each and every one of you to be here this day. He has anointed each and every one of you to partake of this feast, to rejoice before him. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my Elohim than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. And we're not in the tabernacle of the wicked. I'm telling you today. For Yahweh, in verse 11, Elohim is a sun and a shield. Yahweh will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Yahweh of hosts, blesses the man that trusts in you. And we do trust in Yahweh, brethren. That's why we're here. See, if we didn't trust Yahweh, we wouldn't be here. We would be home. We would be somewhere else. But we trust in Yahweh, and we believe in him. This is why we're here. back in Psalm 18, my text, verse 36. It says, "You have enlarged my steps under me, and my feet have not slipped. I will pursue my enemies and overtake them. Neither will I turn again till they are consumed. I will strike them through so that they shall not be able to rise. They shall fall under my feet. For you have girded me with the strength to the battle. You have subdued under me those that rose up against me. You have also made my enemies turn their backs to me, that I might cut off them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save. They have no savior. We have Joshua the Messiah, brother, even to Yahweh, but he answered them not. He does not hear the prayer of the wicked." In verse 42, "Then I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I cast them out as the mire of the streets. You have delivered me from the strivings of the people. You have made me the head of the nations. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me." "The foreigners shall submit themselves to me. The foreigners shall fade away and shall come trembling out of their close places, out of their caves and their dens." Psalm 49, remember Hosanna Rabbah, the great salvation. Psalm 49, verses 1 to 8. "Hear this, all you people. Give ear, all you inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline my ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the heart. Why should I fear in the days of evil, when iniquity at my heels compasses me about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them by any means can redeem his brother, nor give to Elohim a ransom for him. For the redemption of their life is costly, and it fails forever. Just as it said in Psalm 116, the death of Yahweh's saints is costly. It's precious to Yahweh. And here in verse 8 it says, for the redemption of their life is costly and it fails forever. Because you can't buy salvation. Drop down to verse 14 and 15. They are appointed as a flock for Sheol, the grave. Death shall be their shepherd, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall be for Sheol, the grave to consume, and there, that there be no habitation for it. But our habitation is the tabernacle of Yahweh, the kingdom of Yahweh. See? He's given us deliverance this day so that we can go forth in the Simchatorah into eternity, rejoicing in the law in the last great day. Verse 15, but Elohim will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, of Sheol, for he will receive me. Yeah. Second Samuel chapter 22, verse 1. 2 Samuel 22, verse 1. And David spoke to Yahweh the words of this song in the day that Yahweh delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, Yahweh is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, even mine. Elohim, my rock, in him I will take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. my high tower and my refuge, my Savior, you saved me from violence. I will call on Yahweh, who is worthy to be praised. And that's where we receive that salvation. He is our shield. Our rock is Yahshua the Messiah. So shall I be saved from my enemies. That salvation comes through Yahshua. Verse 5, for the waves of death surrounded me. The floods of unrighteousness made me afraid. The cords of Sheol, the grave, were all around me. The snares of death came upon me. In my distress, I called upon Yahweh. I called to my Elohim, and he heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came into his ears. Almighty Yahweh has prepared a people for his praise, his honor, his glory. And he's given that people salvation through Yahshua the Messiah. Hosanna, Rabbah, the great salvation which is given on this day because we're going to be delivered. Those of us that are faithful will be delivered today. Psalm 18, we're going to close verses 46 to 50. Psalm 18. Yahweh lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the Elohim of my salvation, even the El that executes vengeance for me and subdues peoples under me. He rescues me from my enemy. Yes, you lift me up above them that rise up against me. You deliver me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Yahweh, among the nations, and will sing praises to your name. Great deliverance gives he to his king and shows loving kindness to his anointed, to David and his seed forevermore. We are receiving great deliverance today. We are receiving that great salvation, Hosanna, Rabbah, on the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles, so that we will be in eternity in the kingdom of Yahweh, with Yahweh as our mighty one. So may each one of us give glory and praise to our Elohim and King, Yahweh Most High. At this time, if you'd all please rise, we'll have a closing word of prayer. Father Yahweh, again, we humble our hearts before your throne of grace. We thank and praise you, Father, and praise your great name. For this, the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles, as we prepare to go forth into eternity, into the last great day, we ask, Father, that you would bless us, that you would watch over us, that you would strengthen us, and that you would be a shield to us, because you've given us salvation through your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, and to all those that call upon the name of Yahweh. Father, forgive us for any sins that we may have committed. Truly, we ask for that cleansing of your Son, Yahshua, the Messiah's great blood, that his blood would cleanse all of our sins, Father, and help us to be able to come before you clean. We know, Father, that we're in the last days, and we ask, Father, that you would touch hearts, that you would cause us to go forth and to complete the great commission that you've commissioned your people. You've given us as a job to do. Help us, Father, that we would go through those doors that you've opened, that we would touch the lives of those who are seeking your faith, that this ministry would grow and prosper in these last days for your honor and glory. Truly, Father, it's not for any one of our honor. It's for your honor. and it's for Yahshua the Messiah that we do serve, that we come before you, asking all these favors and blessings. We thank you again and ask that your word would have free course in us and that you would bless us, Father. Continue to bless us through these last three services that we have, starting tonight. We ask, Father, that your will be done in our lives, that you would bless each one of us in the name of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, we pray. Hallelujah. For our closing song, if you'll take your songbooks in hand,